That's right, folks. Beck coming to you from the Equity CMG studios. Getting back to our weekly updates. Once again, big shout out to my guy, Austin. He mentioned that a lot of folks obviously look to some of the stuff that I put out there, and it really helps people make informed and educated decisions versus following the headlines. And honestly, I probably should have done this back when COVID first hit, because the irrational headlines, and there's a lot of people arguing about statistics and data and science that probably failed those classes. In these times, all jokes aside, there's a lot of information out there that can seem very scary if you don't know how to interpret it. So one of the biggest things that's out there, obviously, is the default rates, quote unquote, going up. Now, for those that don't know, the current administration basically put a moratorium, which I don't disagree with, back when COVID first hit, so that you could not foreclose on people's houses. Totally makes sense. And again, as somebody that's a pro that's been in the business since 2005, back in 2008, that probably would have saved a lot of headache versus them, trying to figure out what to do, obviously, when the market kind of normalized itself. But if you look at the overall data on the foreclosures, it's basically showing we are still at an astronomically low level, even in comparison to 2005, 3 or 4 years before the true crash. So, again, the data points towards the government probably did the right thing during COVID, at least when it comes to respect to the housing market initially. Now, some would argue that obviously they let it kind of get carried away, which is what caused the very erratic and irrational market that we've seen in 2022 for all those mortgage loan officers and realtors. It was not uncommon for us to go day to day and basically see folks go from being qualified to not qualifying because of, the Fed's coming out and tapering the bond buyback programs and other boring stuff that a lot of you folks are like, what is he talking about? Basically, for a period of time, our federal government said we're basically writing an unlimited check to mortgage-backed securities, which in essence kind of stabilized the market during COVID, whereas, the market was kind of initially going to react into more of a 2008-ish, which it drives me insane when people compare 2022 to 2008. But part of the checks and balances that went forward from our government was really to protect us all from having to go through all those crazy foreclosures and all that good stuff. Now, again, if you fast forward and you look at the market as of today, you're talking about a substantially different market. They don't have those wacky programs. We talked about this with my friend Kelly and Lindsay on our last podcast. So a lot of folks that, again, are predicting another 2008 from happening, I mean, the products just don't exist. It's a very, very healthy market. There was actually just an update that came out from Fannie Mae as of today on Housing Wire. Big shout out to Housing Wire. I definitely suggest if you're in mortgages or real estate to sign up for it. But basically, Fannie Mae unveils 997 million reperforming loan offerings. That more or less means that there was a property that either started the foreclosure process or, started to get delinquent and basically started performing again for a period of time. So what this is again saying is, even if there was foreclosures that were transpiring, what they're seeing is a lot of these folks, and again, all the information, if you watch CNBC, is pointing towards people having plenty of disposable cash set aside. Now, part two that goes into the fears of what's going on into the market. So last week, they came out and basically pointed out that the true inflation rate is around zero. How does that happen going from 8 to 9%, month to month for an extended period of time? Basically, the cost of products, certain products actually has gone down to offset some of the products that actually have gone up in price. There's been supply chain issues. The global market has obviously been unstable. What's going on with Russia, as well as China, not to get too geopolitical, because obviously You know, that's not really our focus here. Our focus is to really focus in on what impacts the everyday consumer. The everyday consumer has been feeling the crunch, obviously, at the gas pumps, as well as when they go to buy groceries. Basically, what they're saying is those costs are starting to come down. Now, there's some information out there that there's some supply chain issues are starting to slowly become fixed. Time will tell. But the other thing, and today when I was watching CNBC, and again, I promote CNBC wholeheartedly because they kind of stick to the facts. They're not hyper-sensationalized. They're not pushing. The funniest thing I heard as of recently is that there's allegedly, quote-unquote, a civil war. I don't know about you folks, but I don't foresee that happening. I think it's a joke that some of these folks just push this information out there again because they're trying to sell headlines. That's not my job here. My job here is to, you know, make common sense of the data that's coming out. So there is still a lot of mixed data coming out. The New York Manufacturing Survey, which basically is a general consensus on the health of manufacturing, showed its largest decrease on record. The flip side, again, is inflation is netting around zero, so that's obviously good. The cost of your goods that you're buying at the stores, in essence, are kind of stabilizing and going, some are even going down. No different than what happened with the mortgage interest rates. They were skyrocketing for an extended period of time, and now they've kind of steadied back down. So again, if you're looking in the market to do anything related to purchasing or getting a line of credit, or potentially even, you know, expanding out a portfolio, this is an opportune time because rates are kind of stabilizing. So cost of goods go, excuse me, cost of goods, I'm going to start stuttering here, just kidding. Cost of goods sold still coming down. Again, they're kind of netting out to zero. Some costs are going up, some costs are going down. Now, some of you folks, I'm sure, I don't really pay attention to the price of gas because, you know, I'm going to drive my car regardless. But if we're being honest, you know, middle to lower class, you start to feel the squeeze when the cost of gas goes up per gallon. So over the last week or so, I'm sure that some of you have seen that the price per gallon is going down. The reason being, obviously, is we tapped the reserves that we have in the United States that kind of helped offset the wildly skyrocketing prices of the price per barrel. Good thing, again, regardless of politics, I do think it's a good idea for us to get the price of gas down to a reasonable amount. Tighter monetary policy from the Federal Reserve has definitely impacted housing, but, big but, inventory continues to grow and demand is still high. Now, one thing that we are seeing on the mortgage side is we're seeing a decent amount of inspections, and again, home inspectors are definitely a necessary part of this business. But a lot of times, you know, home inspection reports can be 35, 40 pages long. And if the average consumer gets it, they get their guard up, they're scared, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of times you need a more experienced loan officer and realtor to kind of walk you through exactly what a home inspection is. Home inspectors are supposed to make sure that you fully understand how the process is when it comes to the house that you're buying and what things that you could potentially, you know, be cautious for. You know, roofs is a great example. Foundation issues is another great example where they want to make sure that they're protecting you, the buyer of the property, so that long term you don't miraculously get stuck with, you know, a massive bill to have to, you know, fix foundation issues. You're talking about 15, 20, 30. I mean, you're talking about literally the whole foundation of a property, you know, could be bowing out, or you can run into, you know, foundation issues where it just collapses. I've heard of that, which is crazy. And that was back when we were waiving all contingencies. And by we, I don't say we as in me, because we often educated our clients on what that meant when they waived all contingencies. Not a fan of waiving contingencies. I'm not a fan of waiving the appraisal gap. Again, if you're talking to somebody that's been in the business for an extended period of time, the last thing we want to do is create another area or time frame where we can potentially create another 2008. People paying well above list price of a house, just know, not saying for or against it, but make sure that you're being educated on what happens, because realistically speaking, if you're paying $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 over list price, now we're not seeing a lot of that now, but even in 2020, 2021, we would educate our clients and say, listen, market shifts, you're never going to get that money back. You're never realistically probably going to get that money back anyway, because 20% year over year appreciation is an unsustainable thing. Year over year appreciation basically is you got a $100,000 house. It appreciates at 20%, then the house is actually valued at $120,000. Keep it as simple as possible. We were seeing that for 24 months in a row, which is not sustainable. Average market is more like 3 to 7%. So a lot of folks are predicting that the market's going to squeeze down and people are going to lose value in properties. Now, I'm not predicting that. All I'm saying is, before you sign any type of appraisal waiver or home inspection waiver, you really need to know exactly what you're doing, because I think there's a lot of buyer's remorse that's going on, and a lot of times that's just, I think, people putting their commission in front of their clients, which I 100% preach to my people. You know, your commission is not more important whatsoever over making sure your client makes an educated decision. There's other companies that would disagree with me. There's other companies that just try to slam people into loans or down payment assistance, and they don't explain how down payment assistance work. That's a major, notorious thing where people are like, yeah, and they try to come to us. Perfect example. They do a down payment assistance program. We try to refinance them, and lo and behold, they don't even have the equity to finance out of that down payment assistance program. Now, there are positive down payment assistance loans, whereas it's a forgivable second, but make sure whenever you're talking to your loan officer or your realtor that's pushing that down payment assistance, that they walk you through exactly what that means. Because it's a huge thing where I feel like a lot of people don't know. Now, again, the biggest thing with home inspection thing, I would say make sure you align yourself with an experienced realtor and mortgage broker, because they can take you through, hey, this is a big deal, this really isn't a big deal. And again, a major part of home inspection is to try to protect you. Hopefully we see an uptick in home warranties. I think those are really good for first-time home buyers. The other thing is, honestly, folks, like, especially, you know, to the mortgage professionals and realtors out there, if an inspection comes back and it's goofy and there's a client that's reluctant to move forward, that's our time to go in and renegotiate seller concessions, renegotiate the actual purchase price, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of realtor friends of mine that keep me in tune with what's going on. Again, it's not an easy job for you to be in, but if something comes back goofy on an inspection, hey, that's time for renegotiating grounds. So generally speaking, I will tell you, as somebody that made it through the crash, I'm not seeing anything out crazy. Is there a little bit of a squeeze? Is there a minor quip when it comes to folks that are over leveraged, kind of more in the real estate investment space? Yes, we're starting to see that. Buyer demand is still up very high. Buyer purchasing power has definitely gone down, but it's starting to stabilize, and we're starting to see the markets kind of get back to more busy towards the end of, obviously, our third and fourth quarter. So that's the market update. Again, I'm doing my best to keep you folks informed, and again, instead of the sensationalized headlines that you're seeing out there, we try to keep it simple. If you ever have any questions, I'm always available. And you can give me a call on my cell phone, 216-288-8642. I'm 24/7 when it comes to answering questions. If you're in the market purchasing, again, make sure you align yourself in a very educated and seasoned realtor as well as mortgage professional, because they can help you basically make sure that you're making the right decision for yourself and your family. That is it for today, folks. Again, Rick Rucker signing off, and look forward to keeping you posted with everything. And let's make this an exciting continuation to the end of the year.